Hello there. You're tuned in to Working the Dash with TK. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and we are back with another podcast episode on Working the Dash with TK. Well, today we're getting ready to talk about perception. Make sure your perception is through a nice set of clean lenses. Why? Because it's so often that we judge what we don't understand, and usually it is through the scope of perceptions that are shaped by our own lens and our own personal environments. Everyone deserves a fair chance, right? And each person should embrace a consistent approach to confidence. This means an approach to your confidence and also the way you perceive others and their approach to confidence. So what should we do? We have to lean into difficult conversations and challenge ourselves to learn things that we do not know, not just about us, but about other people. I want you to think about this. In the month of June, we need to really lean into becoming an ally and to be patient with people, because the truth of the matter is that none of us are perfect. In fact, it's our imperfections that are usually the raw materials of the building blocks of spectacular connection. Did you know that? You have a raw material inside of your imperfection. Now that's deep right there. Let's just pause and think about that. Your imperfection is raw building material. And that is usually the connector to relationships that actually last far longer than what you would ever anticipate. We do not have time. I'm telling you, my friends, we do not have time in this world to hate people. Leave folks alone, okay? Walk in your own truth. And mind the business that pays you, okay? That deserves two hand claps and a snap. My mother says it like this: God has given us 12 months out of a year. That means you have 6 months to mind your business and 6 months to leave other people's business alone. The moral of what my mother was sharing is work on yourself. You have all year, 365 days, 366 on a leap year, to work on yourself. TK has to work on TK. I do not have time to try to change and morph others into what I want them to be, because I have to work on my own personal levels of adjustment. I hear people say all the time that no one believes in them. And as I continue to usually listen to their conversations, I start to hear that the only person who really don't believe in them is them. Don't let the person who don't believe in you be you. Now, I know that just sounds grammatically incorrect. It sounds improper, but get the wisdom of the statement. Don't let the person who don't believe in you be you. Keep working the dash. Today, we're talking about perception and working the dash and how we have a responsibility to our scope, our lens, our levels of judgment. You must work the dash. Time is of the essence. The dash, let's talk about it. It's the hyphen on your tombstone. It should tell a story. It should leave a legacy. It should be the summation of impact and imprint, not just intention. I heard an executive leader in my organization share that her heart was to always have an impact coupled with her intention. That resonated with me so heavily. And I vowed in that moment that intention would never be good enough. My intention is not good enough. When you walk away from those to whom you are leading, are they transformed as a result of your presence? Or was the intention just good? Whew. You all, that's deep right there. I'm telling you. Let me go back and just pick up something really quickly that I shared. And just reiterate that people's titles, their roles, pay scales, their levels in organizations do not always determine what's happening in their lives. So everybody is battling something. This is why we must love hard and we must extend grace and make sure that you judge from a seat of fairness and through clean lenses. Listen, I have a pair of glasses that I've had since my freshman year of high school. And every now and then when I am just, you know, beating around the home and trying to do some things, I'll go put that pair of glasses on. What I found out though is that regardless of me wanting to defy the fact that these glasses are 20 plus years old, when I put them on, my perception is now skewed. Why? Because over time, my vision has evolved. Y'all better pick up what I'm saying. My vision has evolved. Now, it could have become better or it could have become worse. However, the lens of those 20 plus year old glasses tell me that my vision has evolved. What lens are you looking out of when you are looking at other people, be it corporately, be it in church, be it in your family, be it through relationships? What lens are you looking at people through? Has your vision evolved to where the person you once knew, they've moved on, they've evolved and grown, and you're still looking at them through a bad set of lenses? You all, listen to what I'm saying. We have to evolve because our vision has evolved. We've evolved as people. So we must not allow our dirty lenses to skew our perception of others. And what do I mean by that? You know that there's sometimes you pick up your glasses and over time they become scratched. I know they have all of this nice technology now where you can have scratch-free lenses and things of that nature if you pay for it. But for those of us who are still using, you know, a squirt of Windex and a paper towel to clean our glasses, right? Okay. There are scratches on your lenses. Sometimes they get a little cloudy. And when you put your glasses on, there are things that are skewed in your immediate perception because the lens that you're looking through is not clean. Now, if you think I'm preaching, just say preach. If you think I'm saying something good, say, girl, you talking. Whatever you say, just know that I'm telling you the truth. We must have clean lenses and not allow our dirty lenses to skew our perceptions of others and how they perceive the world. You've heard it once. You've heard it 1,000 times. That perception is 100% reality. That's why your intention cannot be good enough. One last thing before I close this podcast. Listen, I done got excited. I'm happy, and you all know how I absolutely love inspiring and motivating. And sometimes, guess what? I motivate and inspire myself. Look at that. So listen, one thing I want to leave with you. It's just a question. What new skill or trait are you working on this week? I just want to know. Let me share what I'm going to be doing, okay? For me, I am going to actually work on active listening. Not just paying attention, but being purposefully engaged in conversation. I don't want people to just hear me, but I want them to feel what I'm saying when I'm speaking. So, in reciprocity, I want to do the same for others. When I listen, I want people to know that I am aware, that I'm aware of what's going on. And although I may not be in agreement, active listening does not always mean you agree. If you think that's what active listening is, that is a misconception. Active listening doesn't mean you're always agreeing with the person that you're listening to. It actually means that you are purposefully engaged and you are expressing yourself only after that person has had an opportunity to speak and to really express themselves. So even though I may not be in agreement, I can respectfully listen, express, summarize, and share the feelings of what someone else is sharing. And you know what that creates? It creates a psychological safety net and so many other magical comprehensions. It's wrapped up all in that one blanket of relational communication, right? So this week, I am going to be reading upon, I am going to be listening to other podcasts, and I'm going to find information on how to become a more effective, active listener. That's my goal for myself. I want you to set one for yourself. Well, friends, I've got to get out of here. I have to quit. But it's been so real connecting with you. It's been so great, so fun. Do me a favor, share this podcast. Listen, you can also follow me on Spotify. Share the podcast, follow me on Spotify, and do this for me. Take care of yourself and take care of one another, and keep working the dash. This has been TK on another podcast episode, and I will talk to you at another time.